This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Here I am. I'm not hiding from coronavirus anymore. I am out there in the wild. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And today, I know out WYSL way in New York that my guest, she gets a little bit of play there. So joining me now is the incredibly young-looking Polona Capanna, attorney at law. I've seen pictures of you. She called me the other day and said, I really appreciate you using that picture in your thumbnails. I was like, yeah, but it's like all the others. I just got that one because you're centered in that one.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Much appreciated.
Now, you are an attorney that has, got your cred up in New York doing a bunch of Second Amendment work. And then one day you decided, you know what, I want to take a little sabbatical. I want to go sell some stuff that some people call junk, and I'm going to make a fortune off of it. And you bought an antique shop in Beaufort, North Carolina, and decided to live the Mayberry RFD Andy Taylor life.
Sure, with just a little dash of Jimmy Buffett thrown in there.
Yeah,
you know, stand
yeah.
between my toes, right?
Yeah, because yeah, you're on the coast.
Follow the tide shirt, yeah.
Coast of North Carolina is very picturesque. But
it is.
Then enter COVID-19.
Right.
And you discovered that your mayor is sort of like Lord Farquaad from the Shrek movies.
And I thought he was so cool,
yeah.
Right? It was part of the whole Beaufort thing.
Yeah.
A mayor who's doing his PhD studies in drone technology has piloted F-15s, just strolls through our local farmer's market on a Saturday morning like a normal person, right? All seemed good until this.
So what did you, Paloma came on my other show, Lock and Load, the day before this went into effect, and it was sort of like watching something coming over the horizon. What came over the horizon to the fine people of Beaufort, North Carolina?
Yeah, so, I mean, just a quick recap. Back on Monday, March 23rd, at 4:45 p.m., our local mayor, town of 4,100 people, signed what he titled a proclamation, where he used about 9 pages worth of single space type to give himself all kinds of powers that looked remarkably close to martial law, sort of one step short of it being the U.S. military.
Yep.
It included provisions for blocking all 3 of our entrance roads into town. We are surrounded on 3 sides by the ocean, so there are literally only 3 roads into town. 2 of those roads got blocked off in the dark of night before 6 a.m. on Wednesday, March 25th. And the 3rd road became a police checkpoint. He did not institute that immediately, so he played the bully game. He played the, well, I am going to start this. I am going to start this. Here's all the details. It did go into effect. Then he decided to pull it back, but he put the 8,000-pound concrete barriers in the shoulder of the road, and he said, I may have to put this back in place.
Some of the stuff that he came up with that you've told me about, have you ever followed Steve Martin when he was doing stand-up?
Yes, yes.
He used to do this bit where he'd say, all right, so if you're going to be in a robbery, you got to ask for something that nobody could possibly give you. So you got to ask for $1 million in cash, getaway car, and the letter M stricken from the English language.
Yes.
And that's the kind of arbitrary stuff he has come up with, isn't it?
It really is, because he, after the original proclamation, issued several addendums building on his powers to the degree where he even would have the local grocery store required to wipe off the handles of the grocery carts every hour. He put into effect, your disinfectant has to be at least 60% alcohol And you, little shop owner, you have to require people to use it as they're coming onto your premises,
mm-hmm.
right? You, little shop owner, you are required to enforce the social distancing. Gatherings of two people or more who are not in the same household are now illegal in Beaufort. Lawyers are not permitted to practice from their office because he deemed lawyers non-essential.
Mm.
And that happens to be the one provision that I have been, if you will, doing a lot of activism work with, both here in Beaufort and the seven other jurisdictions in North Carolina that did something similar. And the town attorney's essential response was, well, what's the big deal? Just work from home. Well, okay, gee, let me move all my computers, all my client files, which is how many filing cases full of original exhibits, and so forth, signatures with blue ink. Oh, but by the way, in subsequent proclamations, you can't meet with your clients in your home and you're not permitted to have an employee in your home. Okay, so my client who may need a healthcare proxy because they are showing symptoms of COVID-19 and want to try to get some affairs in order in case it very quickly converts to a ventilator situation, we can't even get a healthcare proxy done. Now, the person can leave Beaufort, go to the next town of Morehead City, meet with a lawyer there in person, come back into Beaufort through the checkpoint, bringing whatever virus they may have attached to their person, their papers, their shoes, etc., and bring it straight back into town, right? Exactly. You get my point.
Yeah.
So, you know, essentially the mayor brought us a defensive military posture that if we had been briefed that Al-Qaeda had a sleeper cell that was going into activation. They have two big bridges between Beaufort and Morehead City. Well, okay, maybe, right? We could discuss that issue. I'm not saying I'd be in favor, but I would maybe be open to the conversation at that point. But you can't tell me a virus is going to stop at that concrete barrier because it doesn't have a driver's license.
No, no, not at all. In other words, it sort of lit your fuse, didn't it? That part of it, you quit polishing up old mailboxes, and you said, "I did." Get my legal pad out.
I have a tripwire. People who know me say that I have a tripwire, this constitutional tripwire, and when it gets triggered, you just have to kind of get out of the way because I sort of turn into this Gatling gun, you know. Things that thou shall not do while in office.
Sure.
And, you know, these stay-at-home orders. And I've reviewed a number of the governor's orders all around the country at this point. Beaufort was a little bit early in the process, but, you know, other governors caught up as we went along. Most of them contain provisions that if we had a reasonable federal judiciary at the district court level, you probably could go in and at least be making some arguments for some of these terms to be either suspended or declared unconstitutional.
Right.
Not a pragmatic approach. You know, we are seeing a few lawsuits, but unfortunately the lawsuits really have not gone after local municipalities. They've really more gone after China and cruise ships. That seems to be the two categories.
Nah.
You know, because lawyers want deep pockets. They want to make some money. If you sue your mayor and you win, and you get your declaration of unconstitutional, you know, what you've really won is probably $30,000 to $40,000 in attorney's fees and expenses. So you don't find too many lawyers who want to do the con law cases anymore.
Well, we're coming up on the first break, but one thing I do want to point out. Now, Barr has signaled that he will, he may back some people suing states. But it's going to, I guess it's going to be on an individual case by case basis because you got 29 states getting ready to open anyway. So I would imagine those are not going to get sued. But there's some states like, and we're going to talk about Michigan, we're going to talk about New York in just a little bit. But there's some states that are like, nope, we're not opening up until there's no COVID-19 ever anywhere. I don't even want to see that. I don't even want to see it. Real quick, what's the name of the antique shop?
Downtown Antiques, thank you for asking. And it is very sparkly.
Yeah, I hope you reopen that when this is over. It'll give me an excuse to go to Beaufort, because otherwise I have no real reason to go where little Napoleon hangs out now, do I? But I would come up there to see what you've got in the shop.
Well, as soon as I can bring myself down from a 64,000 ceiling height in my F-16, I will do that.
All right. I'm talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right. Back again. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And I'm talking with a young lady. She is an attorney at law out of New York State. She's trying to be an antique dealer, but the totalitarians have dragged her back into the fight. She's like, just like Michael Corleone in his with his sweater, and they dragged me back in. So
what it feels like.
Yeah, talking to Paloma Cabana. Okay, so let me ask you this question. Now, we know now, and we knew then, except the media was so concentrated on impeaching Trump that it wasn't trendy yet till they stopped impeaching Trump. But we know and knew of coronavirus at the end of December, January, February. It didn't become a trendy topic till March, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it became a trendy subject, we started hearing about these models.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was just going to be millions of people dying, 2.2, 1.7. Half of America, 170 million people were going to catch it, all this other stuff. And that's frightening, right? That's frightening. I don't know what anybody was supposed to do in that case. However, they started revising the models. And then the numbers started coming down. And then they started testing for antibodies. And the death rate started going down. And in some cases, it started to look, at least initially, the first blush is that, you know, yes, this is serious, but it's not as bad. It's not going to kill everybody that catches it. And when I look at somebody like John Lott or Kleck, Gary Kleck, those guys, when they did their guns versus crime models, when they did their studies on this, both of those guys said, this is my study, this is my conclusion, and this is how I came to that conclusion. And they showed the processes that they involved in coming to these conclusions. And when it was peer-reviewed, Everybody said, this is just solid as it can be.
Yeah.
But we're finding out these models were garbage in, garbage out.
Yes, and potentially garbage math.
Yeah. So with this kind of stuff in play, you know, because I don't know how many people have killed themselves out of despair over this stuff. I mean, how many new alcoholics are there now? With all of the implications this is going to bring with it, and the ripples are going to last forever, for the foreseeable future anyway. Should they be totally transparent about how these models are put together before they say, now lock it up, put duct tape around your door sills, and don't move?
Yeah, right. And I think that the critical distinguishing term you've just used here is the right one, peer review.
Yeah.
So you're a military guy, Bill.
Yes,
a lot of our listeners for Gun Owners News Hour are veterans and active military, and we thank you for your service. There are situations like 9/11, and I apologize for constantly doing a compare contrast. It's just the way my mind is working on this one, right? Where you need executive leadership because you're not sure what you're looking at and how quickly you need to react.
Right.
If the Democrats had not been so obsessed with the impeachment debacle, let's think about how much time we really had here. Through my research, I have been using a mid-October date for analytics in terms of Chinese available data. It's easy to get it back to at least mid-November. It's a little more of a stretch to pull back slightly into late October. But think about that. Let's just call it mid-November. Then you've got mid-December, mid-January, mid-February, mid-March. Now, to me, that's 5 months before you have your first U.S. death that you're attributing to COVID-19. 5 months in my book as a constitution-based decision maker is legislative process time. That's the let's get Congress talking about things on the floor where the public can see it, where researchers can be activated, where we try to get negotiations going with China, with South Korea, with Thailand, with sort of, you know, our Southeast Asian ASEAN partners. Let's get some of our people dispatched. As opposed to simply saying, well, this is what China told who, and therefore let's use that for our model, right? This thing traveled around the globe in basically the same path that annual flu season progresses.
Sure.
So I struggle with how quickly some of the decisions were made given the scale that they were taking it to. I mean, at a certain point when you're talking about shutting down the American economy, I want what you want. I want more peer review. Why? Because even if you say on March 13, we've got to start doing shutdown, then folks like me who are slower, I'm more of a pullback decision maker. I let people run around and be crazy people, right? Because I'm not in the White House. I don't have to make the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue decision.
Right.
I have that luxury of sitting at my desk and researching to my heart's content. And if I can see what someone else is doing, as you say, I can then look at, and I know John Locke studies well, excellently presented, right? As compared to the mathematician over in England who came out with a model that we use using Chinese data in his British formula, we end up with this.
Well,
a model that didn't hold. And
let me play devil's advocate with this now. Since mm-hmm. they just had the way I'm looking at the decision making process, it begins maybe the last week of February when they started mm-hmm. actually considering
sure.
this, and then they actually started doing some serious stuff. And in a period of like 10 days, we went from mm-hmm. being open to oh my God, we're all
yeah.
going to die. So with that, when they got this study from this. Whoever. It doesn't matter for me. British, whatever.
Right.
Since it fit into their plans, it seems like, for the leftists, for their agenda of trying to crash the economy just for the sake of an election, do you think maybe that's why they went that way?
I think they took a blistering loss on the impeachment issue. I mean, really, while that was finishing, you couldn't find either the coronavirus
no.
or the novel coronavirus
no.
or what became COVID. It was not on any of the six major stations. It was not on the upper range, you know, of the cable stations, right? Let's see, the acquittal. I had to look up the date. Sorry, I cheated, folks. I Googled.
That's all right.
February 5th. Okay. February 5th,
right?
Look how tight that is.
But then,
the American media then needing their next great story and COVID-19
don't forget,
all the fear in the world they wanted.
Don't forget now, they were also doing the run-up for the Democratic primaries. That was front and center, too. But we're about to come up on the next break. And when we mm-hmm. get, Paloma and I, we've been doing this for a while. So we're taking you through a steady procession, sort of like in the lightning round.
Yep.
And if you're in Beaufort, North Carolina, you should go looking for which?
Downton Antiques, which at the moment is closed by edict of the mayor.
Well, maybe we should do some armed protesting over that one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the U.S. passed 50,000, accounting for more than 25% of COVID-19 deaths globally, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, with over 880,000 of them in the U.S. And it appears COVID-19 is spreading quickly in some places that are planning to ease social distancing restrictions soon, according to a new study by the Dartmouth Institute in Lebanon, New Hampshire. The data also shows that COVID-19 cases are growing more rapidly in places that had not been as heavily hit as New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, and the early hotspots. Dr. Elliot Fisher, a professor at the Dartmouth Institute, said the growth rates are the highest now in the Midwest and the South. This is USA Radio News. Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Hahn said the FDA has also approved the manufacture of 63 other tests. Taxpayers will now pay restaurants to make meals for millions of California seniors during the coronavirus pandemic, an initiative that could pump billions of dollars into a devastated industry while generating sales tax collections for cash-strapped local governments. California has about 5.7 million people 65 and older, and it's not known precisely yet how many will be eligible. Keep it here, and we'll keep you updated at USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If only I could, package the between segments banter that I have with my guests, I could probably do, like, my own special show. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm talking to Paloma Capanna, formerly an antiques dealer. Had to be dragged back into the oily fight of being in the legal side of it. When you look at the responses that some of these states came out with as far as how they were going to do this, and this is going to be that, and this is going to be this, and we're going to do this for X amount of time, is there any one of those out there that seems more egregious than the other to you?
No. I think as somebody who loves the Constitution as much as I do and who puts the Second Amendment first on a priority list.
Sure.
What it looks like to me is a lot of cut and paste in Microsoft Word. You know, you sort of had the first one, and then people said, ooh, I can do that? Or they kind of wait to see what's the reaction of the public, and the public didn't react. Therefore, it's like dominoes. Even to the point that several Republican governors said, oh, you know what, I think I'm going to do that too. And they were maybe later to the cut and paste party, but you know, eventually they got there to the point where nearly all of America, certainly the vast majority of Americans, are under stay-at-home orders.
Do you think that was out of some sense of liability or some sense of political, I got to save my job kind of stuff? Or what do you, fear? What do you think it was?
I think the Democrats at the moment, on the ground level, are doing a better job of making their voices heard. So I think the shouting of help me, help me, help me, help me, government needs to take care of me, I'm going to get sick, right, was the louder voice. Now, of course, at the same time, the Democrats went out and for the first time actually found their local gun store. So we maybe will end up with some converts.
Yeah.
We maybe will get a few people who will say, you know what? This right to self-defense. I'll drink that Kool-Aid. Take me to the range, right? So stay tuned, right, if we can get them on board. But one of the super troubling aspects of this whole cut-and-paste debacle has been the FISA document from which all of this really originated. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security had come out with a recommendation that in the event of national emergency, you know, here's a way to think for yourself, and that's pretty much literally what it says, about what are essential workers and how do we keep things moving for utility companies and telephony and, you know, so forth. Well, that draft did not include any reference to FFL, to our federal firearms licensees, for example, gun shops. During the course of the last 6 weeks, the Trump administration effectively went in, corrected the document, added it to the document. But, of course, that's not the kind of amendment the governors have been putting into place at the state level. So one of the phone calls that I received yesterday was actually a phone call with a debriefing concerning a gun shop in upstate New York that had been visited by four members of the New York State Police in uniform saying, you need to close. We can arrest you. We can charge you with criminal misdemeanor. You are violating the New York State stay-at-home order. Now, listen, on its face, that's probably not incorrect, but this FFL had the presence of mind that he had the FISA printed out with the amendment concerning FFL right at his shop, because anybody who goes and has a relationship with a local mom-and-pop FFL, you know it's the hotbed of discussion of gun law in America. You know how many printouts. We love sharing this with each other.
Yeah.
But to me, this is completely credible that this guy literally held it up to the police and said, get out. Right? Now, he's not completely correct that the size of the document has any force or effect of law, which is problematic, right?
Well, let me ask you about that. I'll play their stupid game here. So here we are. We're in the middle of an emergency. Oh, my God. We've got to take extraordinary circumstances in order to save all the lives we possibly can. It saves one life. We've got to
do it.
So.
Correct.
At what point do they say, all right, so like if the ship is sinking, I can say, you know, I can see slapping a guy around and letting the women and children get on the lifeboat first.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, everything's going to be calming down for a moment, and either we're going to be floating in the ocean or we're going to be looking at a mm-hmm. bunch of empty lifeboats or whatever, and then we right. adapt.
Yes.
And some of this stuff, I don't see a whole lot of adaptation going on. Because, at some point, these guys have got to look at the Constitution and either say, I'm suspending it, or I'm adhering to it. And they can't play this game of where, hey, it's COVID-19. So
right.
where in that little stick in the fact pattern, as you're looking at it, where do they have to adapt? Or why isn't the Second Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Like the fourth and the fifth and the first and the third. And I know what the third is, and we don't quarter soldiers anymore. But why isn't it like that to where the states can't say, we're going to do it the way we want to? Because 10th Amendment.
The federal-state tension is actually one that I really love. I know a lot of our Second Amendment guys are very sort of hip on the Second Amendment and then as low, if you will, and local mm-hmm. as you can get without federal dictating.
Right.
I love the federal state tension. For folks who live in a state like New York, you need federal gun law or y'all would be completely disarmed at this point. Right?
Yeah.
Whereas in the state of North Carolina, we enjoy greater freedom. I don't have so much concern right. about the regs, you know, down here in North Carolina. So I like the federal state, and I like that President Trump did not himself sign a national stay at home, which many people and many members of the media were in his face demanding him to do, right? And I think on this one, Absolutely. That was the right play call. Now, are we going to see some of these state governors actually allow these things to expire? Because every one of these say-hos actually has an expiration clause in it.
Right.
Right. They knew they couldn't do a power grab up front indefinite, or they probably would have had a few desks going out windows at the state houses. So they put these little clauses in there. So the real question, I think, for us as Second Amendment advocates is, will the governor, will a mayor, will a county executor actually rescind the say-ho actively and say, oh, you know what? We have a date on this of April 30th, but today is April 23rd. We're good. Let's just rescind it. Will they at least let it expire on the date? Or are they going to start creeping it out on us, changing the terms further and taking even more of our civil liberties? That is the, if you will, piece that I have not been able to actively or come down to a real solid hypothesis. You know, is it going to be like a third, a third, a third? Or are we going to find 80% of governors are really excited about this power and they like people staying off the streets and they like that crime seems to be going down? And so let's just leave it in a little longer because, you know, as you said, if people die from COVID-19, well, they're dying from other things, too. And if crime is going down, well, then let's just keep it this way.
No, but see,
there may be somebody who thinks that way. Whether they say it out loud on this round, I don't know.
There's this whole air food thing that we've sort of gotten used to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is affecting different people different ways. We'll cover this in the next little bit. If you have occasion to go to Beaufort, North Carolina, after they take the roadblocks down, you should go looking for Downton Antiques, where hopefully Paloma will be back there keeping shop, because I want to go shopping if she uproots and heads back to New York. I don't know what I'm going to do. It'll be the antique shop I never got to visit.
Oh, wait. I'm not heading back to New York.
Okay.
I have my federal licenses, including to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's not New York.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know normally I say, finally, we can kick off the weekend the right way. But in most cases, all the places I want to go to are closed. So, one more time, here we are, Gun Owners News Hour. I've been talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law, who did a lot of good Second Amendment work up in New York State. Now she's an antiques dealer who's been dragged back into the legal profession a la Michael Corleone. You've seen these protests that have taken place in California and Michigan and all these other places. What do you think about the protesters? What do you think about them?
Well, I would make a distinction between the folks in bikinis down in Jacksonville Beach and the folks up in Michigan. So let's kind of split the protesters off and focus on folks who are really trying to raise constitutional law.
Were there protesters in Florida in bikinis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't see that. I just hear one word. I didn't see
that. Oh, yeah. You should see the interviews of, you know, they want to go out onto the beach. And here in Dare County, North Carolina, there was even a kid arrested for being in the trunk of a car trying to get through the roadblock because he wanted to go surfing. Yeah. So I don't consider that to be First Amendment protected in terms of assembly or speech, because it's not politically based and it's not focused on the issues, if you will, at hand. So in terms of true protesters qualifying, you know, under the First Amendment, I've done a lot of activism work, and my own strategy tends to be more beat them at their own game. And I think that if they had gone into these protests actually following the letter of the stay-at-home orders with the social distancing provisions and had demonstrated what that actually looks like and feels like and the oppression of it, they probably would have gotten a bit further with middle America. I am not somebody who ever says, I don't care what other people say. It's America, you got to have some thought in your mind if you're going to defend the Second Amendment, right, from its negative place in positioning to the majority of Americans, because the left gets away with so much garbage and untruth and just outright intentional lies, right? So the way that they've done it to me is a bit messy. You know, you've got like one protester with a mask on. She's got a sign, but then she's standing like 1 inch away from somebody else who has nothing on. And then we've got nurses in the photos. And for the few medical personnel who did like counter protesting, it's just too sympathetic to where too many mom and pops are right now with their kids home from school, right, trying to get through this. So I don't think it was effective. I think it, if anything, was a little bit a takeaway. So, like, for example, here in Beaufort, when the barricades actually turned into 24-hour-a-day police checkpoint, you know, I really thought to myself, okay, this is something where even I really need to consider protesting. And I was a teenager in the 80s. I was very enamored with the Gorilla Girls. And I thought, you know, am I too old to, like, put on a gorilla head and go down there and do, like, performance art of gorilla with a mask and gorilla with a tape measure? And then I thought, well, you know, I could do, like, a dress, right? I'm an antique shop owner. I'm going to do a dress from, like, the 1400s, mm-hmm. and I'm going to kick my layers of fabric out 6 feet on each side, and I'm just going to parade around the town, right, with my 6 foot on each side dress, like the most beautiful Southern belle that you've ever seen come down from the north, right?
Be careful with that. You're in the southeast now. It's different weather. Different weather here. Hotter.
This is true. This is true. You know, so I think that there definitely are things that we could be poking at on a, you know, performance art demonstration, completely protected speech level, that if somebody had gotten arrested, would have made a really interesting case.
Yeah.
And right now, I think the few arrests that I have seen, including early arrests in Charlotte, North Carolina, they're just not good cases, right? And that's always part of my concern as an attorney, is not to try to give the other side images that then become confirmation of what the left is saying all along, right? I try to think both visually, politically, and legally, where do you get your mileage? Where do you get your push out of? Because one good plaintiff or one good criminal defendant, if somebody goes off in handcuffs wearing a beautiful dress, right, you're going to get much more mileage out of it. And then, to me, your cost-benefit analysis, because cases are expensive, cases take resources, cases take at least 18 months, if not double that,
right?
Then you've got the energy to sustain some grassroots fundraising, some people writing letters to the editor, right? The talk show circuit getting behind you, and maybe even Katie Couric would give me an invitation. Ah, shoot. I knew I should have done the dress protest. I knew it, right? One of these days, Good Morning America will ring up.
One of these days.
And I'm going to get to go on, and I'm going to have my 308, and I'm going to get to explain to Katie how awesome it is to have boundary issues at that kind of distance. 6 foot, that's nothing.
Okay. So we got about, let's see, we got about 3.5 minutes here. So just, I just want to ask you this one last question.
Sure.
When they were selling us this, they were telling us this was World War Z.
Yeah.
And based upon certain things I'm seeing as far as antibody testing, they're going to find out, I think that the death rate is probably going to be about the same as the flu, which makes this actually Carol Brady takes care of Greg and Marcia at home on when they're homesick from school. This mm-hmm. is it's mm-hmm. the same kind of stuff we're used to. It's the same kind of things that we deal with all the time as far as statistically mm-hmm. and mathematically. When all of this comes to light, how much and what kind of reevaluations do you think the American people are going to do, or do you think they'll do any?
Nah, I think we're going to get stuck with the exactly the same debate that states like New York and Connecticut gave us following Sandy Hook. We, including folks like John Locke, correctly look at the data from the Gun Control Act, and we say, and the published studies at the time say, it did not contribute to a decrease in crime. Right? Because any court of law is going to want, what is the connection
right.
between the action taken by the government and the outcome? And I suspect we're going to see the same thing here. The left is going to say, if we hadn't done what we did, the numbers would have been more horrific. And we are not going to be able to move them off that, no matter the qualifications of the expert, no matter the numbers, when they really get shaken out between medical examiners, coroners, doctors, analysts, and researchers. So we should start thinking already, Second Amendment folks, Constitution, how can we come up with a go-forward message to to try to prevent this kind of constitutional transgression for the next event.
Well, I think there's a few things that come out of this, because, like, the left wants us to live in big cities, except in these cases, big cities are nothing but disease vectors on top of you, beside you, underneath you. We found that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The whole reusable grocery bag thing, that's gone down the tubes. And all of this mass transit is nothing but another way to transmit disease. So a lot of their a lot of their tropes have fallen by the wayside. One thing I never get about the left is that if it was really true what they say about the Second Amendment advocates, there would be no gun controllers, because we would have killed them all by now, just because they were the way they say we are. But
for sure.
Yeah.
But no question.
I hope that the way it's hit America, the pocketbook seems to be one of those things that can change a dynamic. And I think a lot of people have been slapped right upside the wallet.
Yeah. And if I was going to be a conspiracy theorist, what I would say is COVID-19 was released by the U.S. Army in China, Democrats, because the economy was too strong and the Senate refused to impeach the president. I mean, look at where the Dems were in the polls at the minute before COVID-19 emerges as a major news story in America.
Well, your story, you have at least as much evidence to prove that as the Democrats had to prove that there was collusion and an impeachable offense. So, hey, roll with that. That's perfectly good with me. I'm all for making them live by their own rules. Let's level all kinds of stuff at them and see what they have to say. There's, some of this is bound to stick because they're leftists.
Take a book out of their playbook and play it, right? We'll present it as fiction so that it's plausible deniability.
Sure.
I do love that part of, you know, Bill Clinton's whole legal team thing.
Yeah.
Right? Plausible deniability. It's just fiction. You know, the book I've been working on, what's the first page going to say? Everything in this book is not true, except for that which you can prove is true.
And with that, we have run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill. And thanks, Gun Owners of NewsHour listeners, for tuning in.
Back again next week. We'll come through this. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.